Welcome to Shomar Shov on the Daf, where I'm Sochim Daf Chovov. The Gemara tells us in Amud Aleph, the Koil Mare V'Reyach Ein Be Mishum Me'ilo. Meaning sound, sight, and smell, if one uses that to enjoy Kodesh, there's no Me'ilo, is not over, it is to Me'ilo Midei Raisa. The Mefarshim explained, Reb Tzadik says it in Dovet Tzadik, that as we know, there's five senses to a human being, touch, sight, hearing, smell, and taste. Three of them, which is the kol, mar, v'reach, we're speaking about over here, are something that doesn't require a physical action by a person. It just comes automatically, without a person doing anything. When you talk about taste or touch, then a person needs to actually do a physical action. Therefore, kol, mar, v'reach, and ben mishum me'ilo is not real me'ilo, because it's things that come automatically without a person actually doing a ma'ase, a physical action. And the depth behind these three senses, the Vilna Gaon explains it on a Gemara which is very parallel to our Gemara. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf and Zayin, with the way says that Shalosh Meshivim Dais Shel Adam. So there's three things that bring back the Das of a human being. Ve'iluhem Kol Ma'ariv V'Reach. Again, these three senses, they are the ones that bring back the Das of Adam. So the Vilna Gaon there explains the following. We know that when you speak about the Das, the process of knowledge of a human being, there's three main stages. There is Chochma, Bino, Vadas. What's the difference between Chochma, Bino, Vadas? Chochma is what a person grasps in the first glimpse. A person is walking around and suddenly has an idea. That's called Chochma. Without going into details, without defining it, without expanding upon it, just grasping something as a concept, as one big idea. Then a person goes and he starts figuring out how to implement that idea. Then he goes and thinks about the details. This he'll do first, this he'll do second, this will be the sequence of events. That's called Bina Lashon Lehavim, to understand. Now you're understanding, now you're processing. And then the final stage is called Das. Das is a Lashon of Chibor, of connection. V'odom yodos chava ishtoi. Person connects to his thought, it becomes part of him, part of who he is, that's a third stage called Das. Not always we get to Das, but in a conceptual idea, when a person learns, he's able to connect and implement it and bring it in to be part of who he is. These three things all are part of the Das of Adam. Three stages of the Das. Says the Vilna Gaon, these are the three senses we're speaking about right now. Mare is what you see. You see everything in one shot. That's equivalent to Chochma. Then you have Koil. Sound is always a process. You can hear a word that one person says without hearing several syllables. A song is based on several notes. You need to process something. So koil is always referred to bina. And then you have reach, when it becomes internal, becomes part of you. Reach, we know, connects to the neshama. It says the Mashiach will judge not based on his sight or based on what he hears, but based on reach. Yirichoy b'yiras Hashem. That's how you judge, that's how you oimed on the depth of things. That's what Das is about. That refers to the smell. Says the Vilna Gaon, that's the Pshat in the Gemara Brachas. Says these three things, Mishivim Dai to Shalodom, to make his Dad come back to itself, because he takes these three elements to belong to Das. And you know that these three things are not a physical action. They all belong to the heart. As the Gaon says over there, the Lev, the heart, the Lev is Roye, Lev Shemeya, Lev Yodea. All has to do with the heart, is not a physical action. So that's why these three have to do with the Das, as the Gemara in Brachas tells us. And that's why over here in our Gemara, Ein Bo Mishum Me'ilo, because it's a Das thing. The Bin Yoyod over here adds another Deher to this, and he says the following. He says that in the world to come, in Olam Habo and Gan Eden, what are we going to be using? Which senses are we going to be using? We're going to be using the senses of Re'iyo, Shmiyo, and Reyach. We're going to be seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it says, Tzadikim Yoishvim V'Neni Meziv Hashchina. We're going to be hearing Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're going to be smelling the Reach Gan Eden, the same Reach that Yitzchak Avinu smelled when Yaakov came to get the Brachas. So these three senses are being used in Olam Habo, being used in Gan Eden, being used in the place of Kodesh. So that's why in this world also you can use these senses when you're dealing with Kodesh to give us some Ein Olam Habo, what's going to happen, Lo'asid Lovoy. We'll just conclude that I saw that that really has to do with Chanukah as well. Because in Ner Chanukah we say, it's only Li'oisom B'Livad. Because Ner Chanukah is supposed to connect us to a much higher spiritual level, a spiritual level that belongs to Gan Eden, to Lasid Lavoi. So therefore, what we enjoy the Ner Chanukah is only a spiritual sense, only the real, not the ishtash, not the physical sense, because Kol Mar V'Reach Ein Ba'em Mishum Me'ila, they belong to something which is very spiritual. Anyone who wants to join the Shur Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.